Today is November 1st, 2013. I am Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyaknapp.com. I am a writing and art student. Today was the beginning of NaNoWriMo, for those of you that know what that means. That's National Novel Writing Month, where a bunch of people go, I'm going to write a novel in a month! And then some of them pull it off and some of them don't. There have been some pretty famous NaNoWriMo alumni. And you can check out the website for that, NaNoWriMo.org, to see some of them. I had three outlines that I'd worked on over my summer courses. Over the summer, I took four writing courses from the library because I just finished a fan graphic novel during the spring that I'd been working on and off for like 2 or 3 years. And even though like I liked each page as an individual, I felt like my story structure was really bad. And then last year, people kept talking about the novel 50 Shades of Grey, and I just got so angry because this was just after Twilight, and then a bunch of these other really, they're not horrible books, but they're not the best books, got really popular, and my husband told me, well, if you don't like the books that are out right now, you better write a book. So I wrote a book, but then again, the structure on that was really bad, and I finished it kind of in the spring. Like you guys know, I've been printing out and looking over the missing and omitted scenes. To make it more coherent. So I decided I was going to do NaNoWriMo after all, and I brought up three different outlines that I've been working in my writing classes, and I committed to one, and I sort of added more scene. I had the acts with 3 points in each act already written down with a sentence or two, along with the major character conflicts, but all of it's kind of fuzzy and abstract at this point, so I started in putting specifics to the scenes. So, I got up to about 1,600 words with that and a little bit of dialogue today. So tomorrow, I'm on track so far. Yay, first day! I also worked on my arbitrary self-portrait, arbitrary color self-portrait, not just arbitrary self-portrait. I'm just gonna do this, it doesn't matter. No, I worked on that today for like an hour. And, let's see, Widopsy on Twitter, he's the guy who makes, I think, Velcro the Ninja Cat, W-I-D-D-O-P-C, he posted an interesting article about the, if you were stuck on a desert island with a book question, and he said that if he was stuck on a desert island, his dad always said a dictionary, and he said he'd bring a thesaurus. And so I commented on his article saying that was a pretty interesting one. You should go read it. He uploaded it today on Twitter. So if you check out his profile, it should be one of the recent updates. And he asked me what I would bring. And I thought about it for a couple minutes. And although I was really tempted to steal his answer, some of the things people say usually don't apply to me for the exact same reasons. Like, a lot of people say the Bible. Well, no, not really for me. And then a lot of people say a survival guide, and, you know, that's kind of missing the point. It's supposed to be like a personality question. And so after thinking about it, I decided not to steal his answer, but say that if I was stuck on an island, I would want a big blank sketchbook. And then I would use, like, the leftover tinder and ash and stuff from my fire to make a really awesome graphic novel, because when else in our world are you going to have literally, let's say I sleep 12 hours a day, 12 hours a day, besides gathering food, to just work with absolutely no interruptions. You know, you could, like, sketch out ideas, thumbnail in the sand with a stick, and then commit to it with the coal and ash on the paper. And you could spend, like, 100 hours on each page because, you know, you don't know when someone's coming for you if you're on that desert island. So that was my, I guess, kind of smart answer, or smart aleck answer. Yeah, so thank you for listening. Bye.